Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, for the next 2 hours, I'm going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul from 70s, 80s, and 90s. Had to hook up from the Glow album from 1985. That was music from the late, great Rick James. Of course, that is Moonchild. That's one of my favorite songs. A lot of people slept on that Glow album from 1985, but Rick was definitely doing it. Every album he had made, you know, he had some hidden gems, and of course, Glow, and of course, Moonchild on that album, and Melody Makes Me Dance. Excuse me. Spend the Night with Me. Just an amazing album from 1985. But, you know, everyone was kind of shifting away. Everyone was kind of going towards the at that time, Rick was working with Eddie Murphy, and Eddie Murphy came out with Party All the Time that year. So, but anyway, hanging out with you on a beautiful Thursday night, a very chilly Thursday night. I hope you guys are staying warm if you're in a cold region or whatever. I have my partner, Wardell Potts Jr., is hanging out with me. What's up, Wardell?
It's cold outside. It's cold. Man. I didn't expect it to be cold here. I had my shorts on still from earlier today. It was nice and warm. And then I went outside.
You knew better.
To do some work, to take my dogs outside. Oh, dude, I ran back in the house. It was a little chump. I ran back in the house. It's cold. You know, I guess winter is here, so I have to accept it.
I hear you.
I don't like it, though. I like it warm.
How are the horses adjusting?
Yeah, well, the horses, you know, really don't bother them at all. They're good from 30 to zero. So they're comfortable 30 to zero. It's the only thing they need is to, you know, have a little shelter, someplace to go in and get away from the wind. But as far as the cold weather, it doesn't really bother them. I mean, you see it all up in the country, you know, countryside, you know. They up north and running around in the snow. So they don't really, it doesn't bother them as much.
I can dig that. I can dig that. How about, like, all the other animals, how are they adjusting? I know you with the horses, I know you mentioned something about you having, like, a little coat for them when it gets cold. And what about, like, all the other animals out there?
Well, we never bought any coat for the horses because they got down to a freeze last year for a week, and they did just fine, so we never bought them coats. When they get older, you know, we need to get the coats for them. So they're good, and my chickens are strange. I mean, I feel like, I mean, they run around in the snow, and those little feet, I'm like, don't you need some boots on with this? They're running around, and their feet are just like, it's just, like us running around in bare feet, you know, and they're just, they don't seem to be bothered at all. So animals, I guess God has designed them to be okay. And the cattle are just like the horses, you know, they just get down on the ground and just chill out in the evening time, and in the daytime they're busy walking around and eating and doing what they got to do. And they do the same thing in the summertime when it gets too hot. They lay down on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the ground is cool. You know, so very
smart animals.
Yeah,
smart animals. Well, man, I'd love that. We should do it like a talk show, but nothing just exclusively about your farm animals, man. We should rake in some dough. I'm just saying. But guys, again, thank you so much for tuning in. Catch me every Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m. playing old school R&B funk and soul music. Got music on the way. We got some Gloria D. Brown on the way. Got some Temptations on the way. And because this is Soul Our Records Radio, we got some Midnight Star coming up soon also. But let me just go ahead and start this show off. I'm going to take you back to 1986, give you a classic, some classic Minneapolis funk from Jesse Johnson featuring Sly Stone. The name of the song is called Crazad, not Crazy. Crazy. Keep it locked right here to Soul Our Records Radio.
Thinking about you. to keep on trying, even though I broke your heart, baby. But listen, girl, my love was always true. You probably don't believe it, but I did, and I do love you. Thinking about you, girl. Thinking about you, girl.
Listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, I had to take you back. 1986 music from the Timex Social Club. The name of the song is called Thinking About You. You guys remember when, you know, the whole confusion? They were straight out of Northern California, and Club Nouveau was out of Northern California. So there was a story goes that there was a member of Club Nouveau, and he ended up going to Timex Social Club. I don't know how that story went per se, but we always was confused, like, which one was which? Which was Club Nouveau, and which one was Timex Social Club? So, you know, anyway, before that, from 1997 music from Dave Hollister, It's All Right, and started off the block from 1986 music from Jesse Johnson, featuring the legendary Sly Stone, Crazy. So I got plenty of time to jam with you. Got over an hour and 35 minutes of R&B, funk, soul. Again, I do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And, of course, thank you guys for tuning in. And make sure you tell a friend. If you're on Facebook, make sure you like the page, Solar Records Radio. Tell a friend to like the page. You know what I'm saying. I said that in the beginning. Tell a friend. Just reminding you to tell a friend to like the page. And also want to remind everybody, you can go to www.wardellpottsjr.com or solarrecordsradio.com if you want to get some cool merchandise. If you want to donate to the show, you can also do that. And we also have a Cash App, $SolarRecordsRadio, all one big old fat word. And I got to say this, you know, around 86, of course, I was 12 years old. And I love Timex Social Club. I love Rumors. I love Mixed Up World. And then, you know, Club Nouveau came out. But I guess around that same time, because if I remember, Jealousy had come out. And I'm like, I was confused because I didn't know which one was which, because they would always, here's the thing with some of you slick DJs back in the day. You guys would play them back to back and confuse the hell out of us. I'm just saying. You would confuse us. And for example, you guys would play, you know, you guys would do like all of these cutesy back-to-back songs with the correlation. For example, Summer 85. Yes, I remember the Summer of 85. No, seriously. It's a memory that you kind of cherish. Summer of 85, you guys remember, Alexander O'Neal came out with Innocent. At the same time, Yarbrough and Peoples came out with Guilty. So they would play Innocent first, or whatever, and let's just say Innocent first, and then they would play Guilty by Yarbrough and Peoples, which was just, I was just so confused. So confused. It's a confused. R&B is so confusing. The music period, I guess, you know. But anyway, let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I was a big fan of these brothers. Speaking of Northern California, they were from Oakland. Got a chance to hang out in Oakland a couple of months back with, you know, hanging out with some family. Let's take it back. 88, music from Tony. The name of the song is called For the Love of You. You guys keep it locked right here to Soul Live Records Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, Throwback Thursday. I'm your host, Don Fleming. I had to hook that up. That is from 1981. That was a classic, some classic UK funk from the group Freeze. Now, Freeze is spelled F-R, like three E's and a Z. And, of course, the name of that song is called Southern Freeze. Before that, from 1995, music from Something for the People, You Want This Party Started, and, of course, started off the block. Little Tony from 1988, For the Love of You. We got about an hour and 16 minutes left of the show. I lose track of time. And guess who's hanging out with me, man? I have my brother from another mother. Actually, he's my cousin. He is calling from Las Vegas, Nevada, hanging out with me. Dimitri, it is so glad to have you on the show. What's up, my brother?
Nothing, man. Just hanging out, working, and have to log in and listen to you. You know, whenever I can, I do. So. And as always,
man,
fabulous playlist.
Man, I appreciate you calling in and hanging out with me, man. I know you guys got some things going on out there, but, man, taking the time out to listen to your big cousin, I appreciate it. Love you to death. Man, we were talking about, the Timex, in the last break, the last segment, I talked about Timex Social Club and Club Nouveau. And how a lot of folks who grew up, the way we grew up, we thought they were kind of the same. Do you remember ever having that conversation, man?
I do, and, I mean, everyone did. It's okay, I'm sorry.
I know, it just wasn't me.
Your cousin just walked in and interrupted our conversation. And she says hello, but, when stuff
is
similar,
that my cousin, Doe?
It is. I put in that same vein as people thinking like New Power Generation, The Time, like all of the Prince factions are the same, which they're not. I mean, even though I know we're talking about something a little different, but that's kind of the way it feels.
Exactly, and I was saying how a lot of DJs that were, you know, were very clever back in the day. I'd mentioned in the last segment. For example, I remember summer of 19, if you can go back to summer of 85, there was a song by Alexander O'Neill called Guilty. And then at that same time, there was a song by Yarbrough and Peoples. Remember them? Don't Stop the Music. They had a song called, they had a song called Guilty, and Alexander O'Neill had a song called Innocent. So they would play it back to back in a row like that. Confuses an 11-year-old like me, you know. It was just I love the cleverness of it, man. It was like, and you would hear, for example, you would hear Morris Day, Oak Tree, you'd hear Oak Tree, and then you'd hear Jesse Johnson, Be Your Man or the other song he did. Of course, I played Crazy earlier today, but Can You Help Me? And then you're like, wait a minute, they almost sound the same because Minneapolis had that distinctive sound, but they were always kind of, yeah, of course. And one of the cool things about growing up the way we did, I think I say this, from my opinion, growing up in the 80s was just beautiful for me. Beautiful, I feel like it was beautiful for both of us. Because the music that we grew up listening to, man, it kind of resonates. That's why, I guess I hate to be that guy that's complaining about the music today, but I will say this from this extension. I will say a lot of the kids that listen to a lot of the music today actually go back and listen to a lot of other music that people grew up listening to. And they go down this rabbit hole, and then, a lot of them end up like, no wonder why y'all hate our music, So,
yeah.
But no, I mean, there's some good stuff coming out today. Don't get me wrong, but, it just ain't the same, man. Maybe that's the 47-year-old in me talking. So, I'm the get off my lawn, dude. I've turned into my granddaddy, D.
Yeah, well, then I'm the person that's like, is it good to you? Let me listen to Teddy Riley and Tammy Lucas. Then let me listen to Heavy D and see which one I like better. So,
They would play those back to back. They would play the R&B version, or check this out. They would play Now That We Found Love. They play the Heavy D version, and then they go back to 1977 and play the Third World Reggae version of Now That We Found Love. So it would be so confusing to me because you're like, even with the accessibility of the internet now and things like that, you can go back and look at things. You know, back in the day, we had microfiche, and nobody was trying to go to the library, drive all the way to the library, and do like the
research. Yeah, I didn't
want to
go there
that,
for homework.
But
I'm definitely not going to go for entertainment.
I know. It's like, oh, we're looking for, who did this
the
song
about
first,
to go on.
You know? But no, it's all good. It's all good. I see your dog back there barking.
Yeah, someone came. The UPS guy came to the door. So what's up? You know how it is.
I got you. Well, no, man. I appreciate you hanging out with me, having like this small talk, man. I didn't know. No, I wanted to plug your. I didn't know I can plug your show. I know you got an internet show, man. I didn't know if you wanted to kind of share that with the people.
Yeah, I mean, we'll be back on next week. Hopefully, we're still trying to iron it out. So maybe I'll call in next week and then give you the final details
on
it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it's called Off the Rails with Serena Dimitri, and it's it's fun.
Hey, man, it's all good. It's
actually on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, oh, he's on the phone.
She's in the background.
I am. Yeah, just
you're
yeah,
on
like,
live.
Yeah, this is what I deal with.
Guys, hey man, I appreciate you calling and hanging out with me, man. Yeah, call in next week. Let us know what the details on that show, man. We'll definitely plug you up, man. I really appreciate you hanging out with me.
All right, cool, man. Appreciate it. Love you, man.
Love you too, bro. Guys, you're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday Night. I am your host, Don Fleming, man. I haven't played a 70s song yet. So it's only fair to take you back. 1977 music from George Duke. This is Dookie Stick. Keep it locked right here.
What you see? A skunk shake his raw talk. Tell him to come on over here for some,
Make funk in the dump, baby. Now we got this stick that will set you free. All you got to do is take a closer walk with me. And we got this bang that's full of magic tricks. So come feel if you will the magic of the Dookie Stick.
Play,
Baba. Feel a thrill.
Funky in the dark.
I've got this magic wand that's guaranteed to make you come to me, baby. To set yourself free. My magic wand can do almost anything. Spitting fire, make it rain. But most of all, it can make you spread your wings and fly away. step up to the funky shit, mama, and get your wick up. Flick the bit. Sing a trill. Cause the Dookie Stick is aware of all, each and every one of y'all. And beckons you to come on through with the skunk for the punk of America.
better sweat me, babe.
Listening to Solar Records Radio. That was music from the late great Marvin Gaye from 1972 from the Trouble Man soundtrack. Of course, that is the title song, of course, called Trouble Man. I was a film minor, and you know, I did my senior project, or one of my senior projects was to do like a 5-minute little mini documentary. And I did it on the blaxploitation era of theater, and how, you know, the blaxploitation era kind of saved the movie industry. Matter of fact, you hear stories about how a lot of those movies saved, I think it financed, helped finance a lot of those blockbusters. I think it financed Jaws, I think Close Encounters of the Third Kind, because at the time, you know, these are great stories, man, and I don't want to get too deep into it, but at the same time, a lot of inner cities, you know, were flocking to see these movies because a lot of whites moved out, a lot of white people moved out of those cities into the suburbs. So a lot of, you know, at the time, you didn't have a lot of, you know, movie theaters in the suburbs. They were in the cities, in the inner cities. So, I guess they wanted to make movies that kind of cater to the inner city, whatever, yada, yada, yada. So a lot of those movies made a lot of money in the film industry. And because of that, it was able to finance a lot of those blockbusters that you got in the mid to late 70s. So it's just a little history right there. And Trouble Man, 1972, I love that movie. I love, of course, we lost Max Julian from the Mac from 1973, and, you know, just a plethora of just great movies, you know, the Chasing the Man, you know, Getting Over the Man, you know, I love the themes, and it was almost, not to say cookie cutter in a bad way, but because it had all of these different actors it gave you a different dimension of who they were and who those actors were. And, of course, a lot of those actors became household names, you know, like the, you know, the Richard Roundtrees and the Pam Greers. And I was just, I fell for it hook, line, and sinker. And I think, you know, the beauty of film, you know, whether you watch Citizen Kane or up to the blaxploitation era, to, you know, movies out now, it's just a great variety. And hopefully we don't lose that touch as far as, you know, people talk about remakes and superhero movies and things like that. And hopefully we haven't, like, gotten away from being creative and having, like, different types of storylines and things like that. But, hey, as far as superhero movies, I'm not complaining. You know, everyone's like, well, I'm a little spooked out by Marvel and DC. No, I'm like, I'm not. I'm never going to say that. That's just my opinion. But anyway, 1972 Trouble Man. Before that, 1975 music from The Temptations, Shaky Ground. And the cool thing about Shaky Ground is that funky bass and that guitar was by Eddie Hazel and Billy Bass of Parliament Funkadelic. They had provided, you know, that little funky track back there. So that's Shaky Ground. Of course, Dennis Edwards doing his thing on vocals. And, of course, started off the block, I said 1978, music from the late, great George Duke and Dookie Stick. We got about another 51 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me, Don Fleming. Of course, every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. Let's go ahead. You know, we got about 50 minutes left, so I still got a little time to jam with you. It's okay. And tomorrow, let me say this. Tomorrow, of course, we're kicking off the weekend, celebrating the legacy, of course, Solar Records. And on Solar Records Radio, we're going to celebrate the music, the artists, and all that good stuff. And all things in between. I'll just say that. I'll say that, all things in between. Well, since we're celebrating Solar, let's go ahead and play an artist from this wonderful label. I want to take you guys back to 1984 and give you one of my all-time favorites. It is hard to pick a favorite Midnight Star song. It's like picking your favorite finger. But anyway, this is one of my favorites. This is called Curious. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. Solar Records Radio. Yes, that is music from New Edition from the Heartbreak album from 1988. Of course, that is called You're Not My Kind of Girl. Before that, I had to give you a little Karen Wheeler. Of course, Karen Wheeler, Karen Wheeler was from the group Soul to Soul. Of course, she did her solo thing. Of course, that was from the Mo Money soundtrack from 1992. Name of the song is called I Adore You, and of course started off the blog giving you a little Solar Records, a little Solar Family. That's music from Midnight Star from 1984. Name of the song is called Curious. I'm curious. I love that song. And hanging out with me, of course, I got Wardell Potts Jr. calling in, hanging out with me, man. What's up, Wardell? Yeah.
What's up? What's going on, man?
I'm good.
I told my wife, I said, Don is always on top of it. I got to go. I got to talk to my brother. I feel so bad. Always there for me. I got to be there. Bye. I got to go. So anyway.
Uh-oh. Hey, Gayla, don't you get me.
But I cooked her dinner. Okay, I'm a good husband. So I made her dinner. So when she got home, it was all ready. And now she's eating. I've just had a salad, and I ran in here and talked to my brother. So there you go.
Sweet, man. I appreciate you.
Hey.
I appreciate you hanging out with me. I appreciate you hanging out with me. And the cool thing about having this show and having people all over the country listen to you, I have a lot of friends. I have a few friends that call and support the show and hang out with me. I have a guest on the phone lines right now calling into the show all the way from Maryland. Maryland. Nia, what's up, Nia?
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Wardell, I got Nia on the phone. Nia, Wardell, Nia.
Hello, Wardell.
What's up? How are you?
That much. I'm cool. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Good.
We were talking off the air, and she's out in Maryland doing what she does. She, you know, she's a chemist doing that chemist thing. And but hey, here's the thing though. She's out there house hunting. So first of all, let me ask you this: how is the house hunting coming along right now? Are you having a little anxiety, or are you nervous? What's going on in your brain?
Oh yeah, definitely nervous, definitely anxious, because I want to make sure that I'm able to get the best deal possible. Want to get a property, you know, being realistic about what type of property I'm gonna, you know, be able to get, but just want to make sure that I'm getting my piece, you know, getting my slice of heaven and everything, and not try to be so, oh gosh, I gotta have this, gotta be perfect, whatever, you know, just whatever is right for me.
I heard that.
I can dig that. I love that.
Is it snowing out there?
Not yet, but it's cold as hell.
I heard hell was hot.
No, not tonight.
I know it's a violation when it's that cold, right? It's like, come on. So what are you talking? 20 degrees?
Violation? I don't know. Let's see. Let me look at my weather app. It says it is 30.
Why
not?
Cold is cold, man.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's 43 here. It's 43 here, so
ooh,
it's not that much warmer.
Heat wave.
Well,
I know.
Are you from the East Coast or are you from the West Coast or Midwest?
I am originally from Louisville, Kentucky. So I'm from the Midwest, where basically it's the toilet bowl of weather. You can get anything that falls out the sky whenever the you know, low pressure, high pressure, all that stuff. Whenever the fronts move through, who knows what's going to fall out the sky.
Okay, well, I'm from Philly. So I left there when I was 21 and never moved back there. But, you know, I haven't had long johns left there. And then I went to Texas. Now I'm wearing long johns again because it's freezing. Nobody told me how cold it gets in Texas. So, you know, I understand. I wish you the best in your house hunting. And that's one of the biggest investments people make in their lifetime. So, you know, I think it's important that you are particular, not necessarily get more than you may think you deserve, but you need to be particular because it's a big investment and find the right situation for you.
See, but you're from the East, so yeah, you can kind of take all this and kind of understand what goes on. I'm just like, all right, whatever happens, I'll be prepared regardless.
Well, my partner is a real estate agent. I'm always talking to people. I'm talking about my partner, Don. He knows all about this stuff too. So I just as a homeowner, you know, and buying homes at different times, it's really important that you find something that you, at the end of the day, you can say, you know, when you're making those house notes, it's worth it. I really like this. I'm glad I
picked
this one.
Oh, yeah.
I try to give her some wisdom. I don't know what I'm talking about at 80% of the time, but I do what I can.
Yeah, and I'm still strong. I'm playing.
Take your time to do it right, you know, because, you know, once you do it, you've done it. It's over. But the bank, and it's yours. And so take your time to do it right. Don't let the real estate people push you because they got to make a house payment. Don't let them push you.
Get on a better phone, please.
Right, Danny? you don't like what I'm saying. Okay. He's mad at me.
Don't do that.
He's mad at me. I'm sorry, God.
But I'm just saying, just like you, I think this is the right one for you. Oh, wait a minute. How do you know that? That means that you have the right one for me. And so, that's a big investment. So good luck and God bless you. And you know what? What a blessing that you're in a position to be able to do this. So it's a wonderful thing. Enjoy your journey. Yes. God is good.
Yes, I am. Although it gets a little anxious and frustrating, but I definitely know I am going to enjoy it because then, like you said, I've done it. I would have, checked it off my list. You know, I have bought property. And then from there, it's just, okay, well, I'm getting my second. I'm getting my third. I'm getting my umpteenth
one. There you go.
So, yeah.
There you go. And we're going to I want to shift gears for a quick second because, Wardell, I'm excited for you because there's a Snoop Dogg reference. Can you talk to the people about – because my cousin is also listening in Las Vegas, and this whole Snoop Dogg thing. Can you talk a little bit about that, man?
Oh, hi, cousin in Vegas. How are you? My name is Wardell Foster, and I am Don Fleming's buddy. I wrote a song from years ago called Keep Loving Me. And so Snoop Dogg and his party decided to redo this song, and it's going to be his first single coming out February the 13th. So, you know, that is good. I mean, that was in 1983 when I wrote that for Whispers, and here it is in 2022. And generating income again. It's a beautiful day.
I know, and you can pay a brother. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Guys, we got another 27 minutes left of the show. Again, appreciate you guys for listening and hanging out and supporting the show. Check me out every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and play that song. I'm going to take you back 1983, Mr. Wardell Potts, of course, The Whispers. This is called Keep On Loving Me. You guys keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio. From the album Go All the Way from 1980, that was music from the Osley Brothers, Don't Say Goodnight, It's Time for Love. I love that song. I'm going to tell you how much I love that song. I used to sing that song in kindergarten. That lets you know how much I love that song growing up. And, of course, before that, from straight out of Montgomery, Alabama, this music from Gloria D. Brown, The More They Knock, The More I Love You, blew up over in the UK. I had to play that, of course, Gloria D. Brown from 1985. And, of course, started off the block with The Whispers from 1983. Of course, Keep On Loving Me. I love that music video. And hanging out with me, of course, we got about 11 minutes left of the show. It's going to wrap us up, but still hanging out with me. Of course, I have Miss Nia. Nia, you were telling me, thank you for hanging out with us.
No problem.
The cool thing about, you were talking about you're leaving step practice. And let me say, give a shout out to, again, the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta. Of course, happy belated anniversary. Your anniversary was, not mistaken, last week. Ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Incorporated. Talk to me about, you guys, y'all still stepping, huh? Y'all still doing the do, huh?
Of course, of course. We will always step up to the challenge.
Man, my knees.
This time. Yes, ice and bad boys, stretch out and everything. So, yes, I totally understand.
Whoa, I'm telling you, because, you know, I'm a distinguished gentleman of Alpha Phi Alpha Incorporated. I just like to let all the people know. I wasn't, like, the hard stepper when I was in college. I was small and skinny, so I was more of the finesse. I was the wiry guy that was trying. I tried to be smooth. And I look at the video, like, all of these old steps I used to do, and I'm like, damn, that was kind of smooth. But I was kind of that wiry brother that used to do all the, like, the King Tut arm thing, you know, and with precision. I was that guy. And, I wasn't the hard stepper. I wasn't like the boom, boom. I was just more of that finesse guy. So, but, yeah, man, even going out there now, my knees won't allow it. I'm just saying.
I can see now. You do a sphinx and everything else will just break and lock up and right after you do it.
I'm telling you. And again, you know, the beauty of it, and with women, I don't know, you know, with the, you know, the getting older and all of that, it just seems like you guys just, it's like you just kind of stay the same, you know, and whether you get better, it's not that you guys get worse when you step. The older you get, you know, because I see a lot of the older sisters out there, you know, they not saying that, you know, you're in that category, but I'm just saying I see a lot of the older sisters out there doing it, like at the alumni dances and things like that, and they still got mm-hmm. it, and they still doing it, and I well, can't do it.
I mean, well,
hey, what do you got on
like
the? It does. It really does. For all the listeners out there, we have like a little 2-second delay, so I apologize just in case if we overlap each other. So let me just apologize in advance. Let me see if I got Wardell on hanging out with me. Wardell, can you hear me, brother? See if he is out here.
Okay.
Because I know he is tending to the family thing. Oh, he has the phone on. He was cooking. But he just left the phone on. He doesn't matter. I said, call back in about 10 minutes, Wardell. Okay, I'll just leave it off. It's like, dude.
Is he really cooking or is he burning?
Yeah. No, he's cooking. He's talking about all of these cooks, all these this delicious food he be making for his wife and everything. So I said, man, I'm going to have to get down there and try your cooking. He's like, no, I'm going to have to come up there and try your cooking because it seems like you're always talking about food. I'm like, well, I'm a big dude. So that goes without saying, brother. So, but anyway, man, Nia, it's been a pleasure you hang out with me. I'm going to probably hit you up later on tonight because I've got some things we need to talk about anyway, about the housing market and all of that stuff. We got about another 6.5 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you guys for hanging out with me and tuning in. Make sure you guys tune in every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. I want to remind you, tomorrow we're kicking off the Solar Weekend, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records, of course, on Solar Records Radio. We're going to celebrate the artists. We're going to celebrate the music. We're going to celebrate all of the things in between. The fights, the wrestling matches they had up in the at Solar Records Radio, well, Solar Records up in the studio, and what else tell you all that stuff? Because I love listening to him because he's always coming with like these great stories. But anyway, let's close it out, man. Let's take you back to 1981. Close it out with a little Atlantic Star, and I love this. This is when Sharon Bryant was the lead. and I was just a big fan of Sharon Bryant. So it's only fair to play a song where she leads it. This is When Love Calls. Until tomorrow, you guys have a beautiful Thursday night for celebrating the legacy of Solar tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard. Guys, until then, have a good night. Good night, guys.